Hi, I'm Brother Hammett. It's a joy to have you in worship today. If you're worshiping at home, I invite you to prepare yourself and your surroundings. This is the Advent season, and if you want, you can make a simple Advent wreath. Just take 5 candles, one in the center, 4 around it, and join us when we light one in the service in just a few minutes. We usually celebrate communion on the first Sunday of the month, and you're welcome to join us for that as well. Just have a little bread and grape juice or wine for everyone. Please let us know that you're here by scanning the QR code with the camera on your phone or smart device, or just post a comment in the chat. I pray God blesses you through this service. We'll begin in just a moment.
Grace to you and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good morning. It's nice to see y'all today. I'm Hammett Evans. I'm the senior pastor here at Asbury. Welcome to our church, and welcome to those of you who are joining us online as well. We're glad that you are with us today or later on at your convenience. Brother Nick is away today with at Refuge with the, not Refuge, on a youth retreat, the youth fall retreat. And so we want to keep our youth and Brother Nick and their chaperones in our prayers as well. I do want to invite you to register your attendance. You can do that in a couple of ways. If you're joining us online, you can scan the QR code there on your screen, and that will take you to our church website where you can do that. If you're here in the sanctuary, you may also scan the QR code that's on the Connect tab, or you may complete that, and once you get it filled out, then tear off that tab and place it in the offering plate when it comes your way later on in the service. In the bulletin today, there's also a poinsettia order form, and you can complete that as well and place it in the offering plate when it comes by. If you'd like to order poinsettias and you're joining us online, you can email the church office, and Cheryl will be glad to get you the information so you can do that as well. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and our message today is about peace, and that will be coming up in just a short time. Our pledge cards and covenant forms, we've had a wonderful response to that so far. We want to encourage you to get those in, if you haven't already, as soon as possible. We kind of said this was the deadline. Of course, we will take them whenever you turn them in, amen? But the sooner the better. Our finance committee will be meeting, and we use that to consider how we budget your money for the coming year. So please do turn in your pledge cards and covenant forms if you haven't already. Next Sunday we'll have a big day. There's special music in the sanctuary by the choir and other musicians. And then that will be at 9 a.m. Then the Asbury kids are presenting a Super Christmas next Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. And we want you to be sure and come out for that. Then on the 16th of December, that's a Friday night, the Hendrix Choir will be here for their annual candlelight tour. We are one of 2 stops on their tour this year, and the other one isn't even in Arkansas. So we are the only stop outside of Conway for that. That will be at 7:30 p.m. that evening. We want to encourage you to go ahead and put that on your calendar and plan to attend. Then our Blue Christmas service will be on December the 21st. That will be at 7 p.m. here in the sanctuary. If you've lost a loved one or experienced another kind of grief over the last year, we want to encourage you to come out for that service of healing. Also, our Christmas Eve candlelight communion services are coming up. And I don't know what that noise is. Do I? Do I have the handheld? Is it on? Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. We don't know what's going on with the mics, but we're working on it. So anyway, Christmas Eve Candlelight Communion, of course, will be December 24th, and the traditional services will be in the sanctuary at 4 and 11. The 6 p.m. service will be over in the WAC, and that will be led by the launch band. We'll have one service on Christmas Day, and that will be at 11 a.m. One service at 11 a.m. over in the WAC. That way the kids can get up and open the presents, and y'all can have breakfast and all of that. And I told the launch last week, if you've ever wanted to wear your PJs to church, that's the Sunday to do it. Amen? So PJs are welcome. Come. It's going to be super casual. We're going to sing carols by request. We want to encourage you to bring all those leftover goodies and share them with your church fellow church folks. And we will have hot chocolate and coffee over in the WAC.
Super low key. Please do not wear a suit. Amen. PJs are totally fine. I will not be wearing a suit that day, I promise. I will not be near a tie. But anyway, super low key, a great day to celebrate the actual birth of Christ on that day, on the day when we celebrate his birth. That will be at 11 a.m. in the WAC. We also want to encourage our kids to bring their favorite gift that they got for Christmas. So bring their favorite Christmas gift that morning as well. You can check the five things email for all of the details on all the Advent and Christmas events. I do want you to be aware, we will serve Holy Communion at the end of our service today, and if you're our guest this morning, we want you to know that you are more than welcome to join us. In the United Methodist Church, we believe that this is the Lord's table, it's not our table, and so all of God's children are welcome to come and freely receive the sacrament. You may also join us if you're with us online. You'll need to have grape juice or wine and bread on hand for that toward the end of the service this morning. We'll also receive a community ministries offering, the basket's not down front, so you can place it on the altar rail when you come forward for communion. And now let's stand and join and share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another.
Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to Asbury. I'm so glad you're here today. As we greet one another in person, you're welcome to greet each other in the chat. You may also want to use this time to sign in or download the Sanctuary Bulletin by scanning the QR codes or by using the links below. May the peace of Christ be with you as we worship together.
What a wonderful way to start the service. I almost did a little Irish dance for y'all, but I'm no good at that and have to go to the hospital probably. In this wonderful season of Advent, it's my pleasure to invite the Hall family to come up and light the Advent candle. And if you haven't seen the video of their kids laughing, somebody's got to put that up someplace where everyone can see it. Very joyous.
Hello. Oh, there we go. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Isaiah 11, 9 and 10.
We are the followers of that root of Jesse Isaiah spoke of. We are the ones who are now called to stand as a signal to the world, to all of creation, that peace is the will of the one who created us. Peace is the knowledge of the Lord that we proclaim from sea to shining sea.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, and bear fruit worthy of repentance." Matthew 3, 1, 2, and 8.
We light these candles, the candle of joyful hope and the candle of proclaimed peace, in part to remind ourselves that we are a people rising toward God's promise. But we also light them as a sign to the world, an announcement there are some who hold on to hope and there are some who work the ways of peace. We stand as a sign that Emmanuel is still our fervent prayer.
Candles. It's all working out. This morning, our opening hymn is 567, Heralds of Christ. Please stand and we'll sing.
Thank you.
As a church family, we support many ministries beyond our local congregation. One of the ways that we can give this Advent and Christmas season is by supporting the work of Carter's Crew, which is an organization here in town. If you'll check our Facebook page, we shared a list of items that they're collecting for their annual toy giveaway, and I want to encourage you to support that. And next Sunday, we'll have a special offering for Methodist Family Health, and I'll say more about that then. Be sure, once again, if you have not completed your pledge card or covenant form, we want to encourage you to do that as soon as possible. There is a QR code available on your screen if you're watching online for you to do that as well. Today we have our regular offering as well as our community ministries offering, and all of these offerings go to make a difference in the world. Would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, we thank you for being with us today, and we pray now that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts, for we know that all that we have and all that we are is a gift of your gracious, abundant, and merciful love for us. And we pray that you will use these gifts, which we return to you out of our love for you, in the hope that you will use them to build your kingdom right here in Little Rock and far beyond. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the people of God said, Amen.
Baby, 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 baby
reading today comes from Isaiah, written approximately 700 years before Christ was born. And read verses out of chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting. Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. A voice said, shout. I asked, what should I shout? Shout that people are like the grass. Their beauty fades as quickly as the flowers in a field. The grass withers and the flowers fade beneath the breath of the Lord, and so it is with people. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, messenger of good news, shout from the mountaintops. Shout it louder, O Jerusalem. Shout and do not be afraid. Tell the town of Judah, your God is coming. Yes, the sovereign Lord is coming in power. He will rule with a powerful arm. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them together to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. The New Testament reading this morning comes from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. They deliberately forget that God made the heavens by the word of his command, and he brought the earth out from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. They are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live, looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along. On that day, he will set the heavens on fire and elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth he has promised, a world filled with God's righteousness. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. And remember, the Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. This is what our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom God gave him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Well, welcome once again. Our Advent series is called Home for the Holidays, and we're talking over during this Advent and Christmas, the Advent and Christmas seasons, about how we can make a home for Christ in our hearts. Today we're talking about peace. Next Sunday will be about joy, and we have some wonderful worship experiences coming up soon, and it's a wonderful time to invite someone to worship with you. We'll say just a quick word. COVID levels are not high yet, but transmission is high. And so this is a good time, especially as we're congregating more and getting closer to Christmas, to go ahead and get the most recent booster if you haven't had that already. And of course, as always, if you are ill, if you have sniffles or fever or anything like that, please do worship at home to protect one another. Would you pray with me? God of all peace, we pray now that you will send us your Holy Spirit so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts
may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you who are our strength and our friend, our rock and our redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. Well, I've learned that the best way to learn something is to teach it. And so I'd like to teach you just a little Hebrew this morning, if that's okay. Are y'all okay with that? Just a little. I promise nothing really hard and not too much of that kind of stuff. But just hi, how are you? And thanks, I'm fine. Is that okay? Would y'all like to learn how to say that? All right. So if I want to say hi, and if I'm in Israel, I say shalom, and you say shalom back. So shalom. Shalom. All right. Then if I want to ask how y'all are doing, I say mashlomchem. You don't have to say that, but if you have a little phlegm in your throat, it does help with that. So if I say mashlomchem, that's kind of how are y'all, you respond by saying anachnu beseder. Can y'all try anachnu beseder? Anachnu beseder. So that's, I'm fine. We are fine, excuse me. So let's try it. Y'all ready to try it all at once? You think you can do it? It's easy. Shalom.
Shalom.
Mashlomchem.
Anachnu.
Perfect. You got it. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what you actually said. So I really didn't trick you into cussing or anything like that. I don't know how to cuss in Hebrew, maybe a little Spanish. But anyway, so to be precise, I said shalom to you, and you said shalom back. And then I asked you, how is your shalom? Mashlomchem. How is your shalom? And shalom means peace or well-being or health or wholeness. And so when I asked how your shalom was, you responded, anachnu beseder, which means we are all in order. You might recognize the word seder. We talk about Jewish friends have seder meals during the Passover. And so you said, we're all in order. But are you really? But are you really? I mean, there's a lot going on right now. A lot going on in the news. Who could blame any of us for feeling a little uneasy this morning? You got the war in the Ukraine. You have news about violence and retribution. We have the typical grief that's associated with the holidays, the stress of the holiday season, and then conflict all around, even in families. As human beings, we seem to love conflict. And I know I don't have to tell you that the church is not immune to that. You may have heard this story. Mark Twain said one time he put a dog and a cat in a cage, and they got along just fine. And so he threw in a chicken, a pig, and a goat, and it took them a little bit, but they finally worked things out and were able to get along too. But then he put in a Presbyterian, a Baptist, and a Methodist, and there was not a living thing left. And right now, you could probably just throw in three Methodists, and they would tear each other up. Conflict is nothing new. Peter's congregation knew conflict. They were being persecuted for their faith. Some of them were hurting so bad that they began to wonder if God really cared about them, if God would ever help them. They were beginning to lose their hope and their faith and their peace. So Peter tells them, he says, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Now, it's important for me to say that he wasn't trying to reconcile science and theology, which is how we typically use these verses today. We look back at the first creation story in the book of Genesis, and we say, well, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, but if a day is different from God, you know, to God and between God and human beings, then maybe that was a lot longer to us than it was to God. But that's not at all what Peter is talking about here. He's saying that we may feel like God is letting us down. But what seems like a long time to us is not a long time to God. God does not work on our schedule. God does not share our time constraints. God is patient, and Peter says we should thank God for that. He says the Lord isn't slow about the promise, as some of us think of slowness, but is being patient with us, not wanting anyone to be lost, but for all to come to repentance. Did you hear that? God doesn't want anyone to be lost. Not you, not me, and not even our worst enemy. God wants everyone to experience love and repentance. So Peter is saying that we may give up on God and we may give up on each other, but God never gives up on us. God will set everything right in the end. Our job is simple. It's to wait and be patient. But then he also tells us how to do that. Peter says, hurry up so he will find you in peace, spotless, blameless. It's just like the old song, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with all of them, amen? No, let it begin with me. Peter says that too. Let peace begin with us. Our former bishop, Richard Wilkie, once wrote about working in his father's funeral home when he was 14 years old. And as he was working with his father, he saw a lot of terrible things, as you might imagine. One evening, a drunk driver crashed into a family van and killed the entire family. Another time, a man shot his wife before turning the gun on himself. A child died of heat exhaustion after being left in a car. And this was during World War II. And so young Bishop Wilkie would go to the train station often with his father to collect the caskets containing the bodies of fallen soldiers. Some of those were brothers and fathers of his friends. So we can understand that young Bishop Wilkie was depressed that Christmas Eve when he attended a communion service at his Episcopal church. During a homily that night, the priest said this, Jesus Christ was born into the real world, our world, a world where women and children are brutalized, where men are machine gunned, where babies are murdered, a world riddled with sin and evil. Many years later, Bishop Wilkie wrote, as I ate the bread and drank from the cup, a spirit of joy and peace flooded my soul. My Savior came into our world, my world, to change evil into goodness, hatred into love, violence into peace, sin into salvation. Back in 2003, Michelle and I were sitting in the train station in Berlin waiting on a train, and this young man came and sat down beside us. I could tell that he was a Muslim, and his wife sat next to him, and then there was a friend of theirs that was with him as well, from what I could tell. Well, he sits down, and I looked at him, and he smiled at me, and so, of course, I smiled back. But this was just a couple of months after the Iraq War had broken out. And we had been advised as we traveled as Americans to be vigilant everywhere we went, especially when there were Muslims around. So I smile back at him, and he starts talking, and I really couldn't understand very much of what he said. Finally, he said, Francais? And I said, no. Espanol? And he said, no. Latinish? And I said, no. Poco Italiano? And he said, no. Slavische? And I said, no. Well, neither one of us could find a common language, and so we did what you do in that situation. We resorted to hand motions and sound effects. And what I gathered from our conversation was that he had a son, and he loved nothing more than to take his son sailing on a lake near their home. I shared with him how, when I was a little boy, that we had a couple of sailboats, and I loved nothing more than to sail in those boats with my dad and my brother. So we conversed that way until they announced that our train was arriving. And as I walked away, I remembered one of the few words I know in Arabic. It's the word salam. It means peace, well-being, wholeness, health. In Hebrew, it's shalom. Peter said, while you're waiting on Christ to come, make every effort to be found by him in shalom, in peace. You see, there is a force in this world that is greater than evil. It is greater than any of our divisions. It is greater than our sin. And it is more powerful than violence. It is the power of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, to restore and to redeem. Do you believe that? The way to learn peace is to teach it. And the best way to teach it is to live it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, Amen. Let us pray. God, you are the God of peace. You break down every barrier that divides us as human beings, as your beloved children. And so, God, we pray for those who are suffering right now because of conflict, whether it be suffering from war or from violence or from abuse or from neglect. And God, we pray this Advent and Christmas season that you will pour out your peace into our hearts. Help us trust you, even when we are afraid that you will never come. Help us to remember that you don't work on our schedule, but the future is very much in your hands. We pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the people of God said, Amen. As we transition into our service of Holy Communion, I need to make you aware of just a couple of things. One is that if you're here in the sanctuary this morning, our responses will be sung. And so if you will turn now to The Faith We Sing, you should have copies of The Faith We Sing in your pews. Turn to page 2257, and we will use the song responses B through D. So 2257, B through D. If you're worshiping with us online, those responses will be available to you on the screen. Also, if you're joining us online, you're welcome to join us as we receive communion. Now would be a good time, if you haven't already, to get grape juice or wine and bread to have on hand in just a few moments. I do want those of you who are guests today to know that you are welcome to receive communion with us here in the sanctuary today. If you don't have to be a member of our church, in fact, United Methodists are so, you know, open about communion that you don't have to be a member of any church, amen, to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, because John Wesley said it was a converting ordinance. We actually meet Jesus Christ in this meal when we share it with one another. If you'd prefer a gluten-free wafer for communion, we do have those on hand. Just notify your usher, and we'd be glad to provide one of those for you. And as I said earlier, if you'd like to leave an offering for our Community Ministries Fund, you may do that after you receive communion. Just place it on the altar rail as you go by. Would you join with me in our prayers? Join with me as we pray our prayer of confession. You may find this on page 7 in your hymnal. Let us join our hearts in prayer. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us share our confession with God in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, singing together. Are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from our slavery to evil, sin, and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and shared it with his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, shared it with his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith together, singing, Spirit on us wherever we are gathered, and on our gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Gracious and loving God, we lift up all who are ill or in special need of your grace. This morning we pray especially for Clifford Smith, June Glazier, Barbara Clark, Val Carr, Megan Arnold, Joyce Dennis, Jean Hammett, Mark Schimmer, David Hickman, Edith Roberts, Hugh Roberts, Gail Pulley, and Jane Fisher on the death of her aunt. We lift up these and others whom we name before you in our hearts. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And now, with the confidence of God's children, let us pray together the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us to pray when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup which we bless is a sharing in the blood of Jesus Christ. I invite the servers and ushers to come forward now. If you are worshiping with us online, you are welcome to receive the elements at this time. Once again, gluten-free wafers are available. Just ask the person who is serving you. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant now that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, and the people of God said, Amen. If you'd like to become a part of our church family, you're welcome to come down on the singing of our closing hymn. If you are worshiping with us online, be sure and send me an email, and I'd be glad to talk with you about how you can become a part of our church family as well. Let's stand now, and we'll sing together our hymn of commitment, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, and we'll sing the first and last verses. Next Sunday is Gaudete Sunday, and so you can dress gaudily. That is actually the root of that word. So anyway, it's the Sunday when we light the rose candle in celebration of the joy that Christ brings. And so you can be a little silly next week, amen? Just a little silliness. But anyway, we're really excited that we'll have special music, special Christmas music here in the sanctuary next Sunday. The launch will have that the following week, and we want to encourage you to come back for both of those. Would you please receive this blessing? Go forth with Christ above you to be your guide, with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And the people of God said, Amen. We're so glad you joined us today. If this service blessed you in any way, please share it with someone else. You may share it on your Facebook page or by sending someone the link. If this was your first time to worship with us, there are a couple of ways you can follow up. Be sure to check out our website at asbury-lr.org. Once you get there, click on the visitor information button near the top of the home page. When you get to that page, you can fill out an online connect card to help us to get to know you better as well. You'll also be able to sign up for our email list and find out how to join Asbury. You may also connect with us by following us on Facebook at facebook.com/asburyumclr and by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/asburyumclr. Whoever you are and wherever you are, you're always welcome at Asbury. If you live in Central Arkansas, we'd love to meet you in person. You may find us at 1700 Napa Valley Drive in West Little Rock. If you have any questions or want to visit about joining our church family, simply email me at hammett@asbury-lr.org. I look forward to seeing you again soon at Asbury United Methodist Church in West Little Rock.